No matter what you have done in the past, your future can still be full of joy and blessing. Find out more from Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory and learn how faith can change your course in life.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. It's the voice of victory because it's the Word of God that we preach. And the Word of God, when you hear it, you receive it, you believe it, it brings faith in your heart. And faith is that powerful force that will come out of you by the words of your mouth, based on the Word of God, and take hold of whatever it needs to bring you deliverance and salvation. We walk by faith and not by sight, the Scripture says. We learn how to walk by the Word of God so that we're not moved by what we see out here in this realm, and lay hold of our deliverance, our healing, our prosperity, our family. Lay hold of it by faith, by believing Scriptures from the Word of God, standing on those Scriptures, not giving up until the answer comes. Next week, we're going to talk about patience. It's faith and patience. With faith and patience, you can receive anything from the Lord that's promised you in the Word of God. So we've been talking about Abraham. We've been talking about, we're going to talk about Abraham today. We've been talking about faith and different aspects of faith. Now, the Scripture says, now faith is the substance, the tangibility, the reality of the things hoped for. You see, hopes to get something. Hope is, says, I hope I have it. I hope I'll get it. But faith says, I believe I receive it now in the name of Jesus. So faith goes past hope, goes to the things you hope for, and it says, I believe I receive it. Faith believes it receives when it prays. Amen? And it takes hold. It takes hold. So I want to show you, I want to talk to you about Abraham today. First of all, let's look at Romans 10. This is, we say this a lot, but it's so important. It says, so then, let's see, it says, for whoever, verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring the good tidings, the glad tidings of good things to come. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Not everybody believes the word of God when they hear it. Isaiah said, Lord, Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our report? Verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? By hearing the report of the Lord. By hearing what God says through His Word. We are a blessed people in the modern day, for we have the Word of God written down for us so that we can turn to what He said to Isaiah, what He said to Abraham, what He said to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, what God said to Jesus, what Jesus said to His people. We can turn to it. We're not going to have any excuse for not being faith people. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing what God says in His Word. Now, we as a group, the people among whom Ken and I live and dwell and have our being and love to be with, are called faith people. Now, some people wrinkle up their nose when they say they are faith people. In other words, they are far out. But you know, the faith people that Ken and I know and run around with, the men and women of God that we know very well, and they are blessed. They are not broke. They are not sick. They are blessed. They are healed. I am so glad to be counted in the group that some people say, faith people. In other words, they're fanatics. You know, they're far out. They believe, they receive when they pray. Think about it. That's what the Bible says. Believe, you receive when you pray. And what? You shall have it. So we are faith people. And we are word of faith people. And we are so glad. For we remember when we weren't faith people. And that was no fun at all. So this is very good. Now Abraham in Romans 10, listen to this. Romans 10, this is not about Abraham, but this is about the word of God. Christ is the end, verse 4, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For for Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness, now this is where we are, the righteousness, and you are, or you could be if you wanted to be, which is of faith, righteousness by faith, not by works, but by faith, by believing God, speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven to bring Christ down, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? What saith righteousness? Here's what righteousness says. Bible righteousness says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preached. Now, when Ken and I learned from Kenneth E. Hagin to put the word of God in our heart and in our mouth, we began to live a blessed and a prosperous life. We began to live by faith. The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. How does it get into your heart? Well, the Bible teaches us that it goes in our eyes, it goes in our ears, and it gets down in our heart. And when it gets down in our heart, when the word gets down in our heart, it talks to us. It tells us. It corrects us. It encourages us. It admonishes us. Let me start here again. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Two places. Remember, faith has to be in two places. Which we preach, that is the word of faith which we preach, here it is, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart, mouth, heart, say, believe, shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the way you get saved. You make Jesus, you believe the report. You believe the good news that Jesus was raised from the dead. You believe it, you receive it, and you receive him as your Lord and Savior. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is the way you get healed. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, being made right, being born again, getting that old dead spirit out that you were born in the natural with and being born over again. Now, many of you may not know that that's a real thing. I mean, you know, you just think, well, that's just something they talk about at church. No, it's called the new birth. Those of us who have received it can tell you we were one way at one time. We made Jesus the Lord of our lives. And we were changed on the inside. And that change on the inside began to take hold on the outside. Now, the Bible just says it this way. It says that any man that be in Christ is a new creature, or the Greek word, I believe, says creation, is a new creation. Now, I believe it was Kenyon that says it this way. Like a tree that's never been before. A new species of being, like a tree that never was before, or something that's just been created. When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you are born over again. That's why the worst person in the world, maybe a mass murderer, I've known people who in prison who got born again, who had killed many people. But they're not that same person that they were. Now, they were sent to prison for their crime, But in prison, they got born again, and so they were changed on the inside to a new creature. As righteous as the deacon, the pastor, who's lived before God most of his life, they were born over again. That pastor, that deacon, they had to get born again to really become righteous. They might have kept the law, but to be righteous on the inside, it only comes by the new birth. In other words, the scripture says we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. We're recreated anew, glory to God. And so that person who was to the world a mass murderer is now a child of God. Many of them have gone on. One lady that I met was executed for her crime. She had killed quite a few people, and she was executed. But she wasn't the same person that that killed somebody. She, in the process of time, got born again, but she committed the crime in her body, and so she, man's law says she has to pay for that. But when she left her body, she was present with the Lord. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past or what your life has been. God loves you. Jesus died for you, and he's got life for you. You may be in prison today watching this broadcast. You may think life is over. No, you can make Jesus the Lord of your life, and life just begins. I don't know if you'll get out of prison or not, but I do know that when you go to be with the Lord, you won't go down, you'll go up, because Jesus' blood has blessed you and created you for heaven. Hallelujah. Reborn in Jesus' name. I get emotional about it because it's so wonderful to think of those precious women that I knew and I sat with and I talked with. And, oh, my. Now they're in heaven, cleansed and made whole. This is real. This is real. I don't care what you've done. It can be undone in the spirit if you'll make Jesus the Lord of your life. Now I got carried away. And where was I? Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. All right. Romans. We were in Romans 10. We've got to get this part done. For whosoever... Well, let's look up here about the word. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth, here it is in black and white, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart, mouth and heart, say it with your mouth, believe it in your heart, that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you've never done that before, right now, just with your heart, say, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I confess you as Lord of my life. What happens? With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You're born over again. You're not the same person on the inside, no matter what crimes or how bad you've been or how awful it is. You're born again, and you're changed on the inside. And from this moment, heaven's going to be your home. You're not going down, you're going up. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, or right being, right standing with God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So with your heart you believe, with your mouth you say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. For the scripture says, whosoever, mass murderers, axe murderers, multiple murderers, bad people, decent people, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Jesus makes all the difference. Glory to God. You may be somebody that people think of, he is a mean man. She's a mean woman. You may not have a good reputation with people at all because you have been mean and you have been bad. But you make Jesus the Lord of your life and you're changed. You're different. You're changed from the inside. And that change from the inside begins to come to the outside as you get in the Word, as you learn, as you're taught, as you fellowship with people of God. There's no difference between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord over all, is rich unto all those that call upon Him. Whosoever, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God we're all whosoevers. Whosoever, that would include everybody. You call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? For as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Now listen to this about faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Isaiah said, by the Spirit. Who has believed our report? Who has believed, we sing that song, who has believed the report of the Lord? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the report of the Lord. Hearing the Word of God. So then faith comes. So if you're hearing this today, you can do this. You can receive Jesus as your Savior. The faith is there if you say, I receive it. If you act on it, it's there. It's there. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, that's the way we get faith for anything. That's the way we get faith for the new birth, for salvation. That's the way we get faith for our healing. We hear the Word. I mean, I haven't always known. I mean, I was raised in a church that said healing's passed away, miracles have passed away. Nothing's happening today, but come to church anyway. Go figure. Well, I didn't really go to church. I wasn't very religious, and I can see why. But faith comes by hearing. What? That wasn't the Word of God that healing's passed away. That wasn't the Word of God that miracles have passed away. That brought no faith. But when I heard that Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and when I read about miracles in the book of Acts, and they were all healed, every one, over and over, in different scriptures it says they were all healed, every one, faith came for healing. Faith cometh by hearing the Word, and hearing by the Word of God. Who shall believe our report? The Scripture says, glory to God. Isaiah says, now this is a great Scripture. Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest or made real or tangible to them that ask not after me. That would be the Gentiles. That would be you and me, unless you're an Israelite. It would be the Gentiles, you. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Now, of course, I'm not, that's just saying that, you know, God stretched out His hands to Israel. Jesus has stretched out His hands to Israel, but not all of Israel knows that Jesus is real. But they can know, and you can know, and you can turn to the Lord, and you can give Him your life, and you can start over again, a new person, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and faith, or hearing by the Word of God. Now it says in Romans 4, Abraham, of course, is a man of faith. We learn a lot about faith by Abraham. We have just a few minutes left. He is a Hebrew full of faith. It says, Abraham, in chapter 4, verse 3, Abraham believed God. What did Abraham do? Abraham believed what he was told, and it was counted to him for righteousness. But to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned, but of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth. So we didn't earn it. We didn't do it. But him that believeth on him that justified the upright, his faith is counted unto him for righteousness. So our faith is counted as we make Jesus the Lord of our lives. Our faith is counted as righteousness, and we are born again. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now listen to this about Abraham. For the promise that he should be heir of the world, this is verse 13, 4:13 in Romans, he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. This didn't come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So what is he saying? Through the righteousness of believing what God says, Abraham became the heir of the world. Abraham believed what God told him, and he acted on it. For if they which are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Look at verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. So it's not just to the seed of the natural seed of Abraham, but it's those that have the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. He said to Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Abraham was an old man. He was married to an old woman. There was no way he was going to have a child. And yet the Lord said to him, I have made you this. I have made you the father of nations. And he believed it. Who against hope, even when there was no hope, in other words, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. And being not weak in faith, this is where what we have to do. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. He said, oh man, you don't count. Neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded, this is the way we receive, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. That's the way we are in the Word of God. We find out we have the written Word of God. Not all generations have had what we have. We have the Word on radio. We have the Word on CDs. We have the Word on cassettes, videos, if you've got stuff that go back that far. We have the Word of God that we can go to, receive it in our eyes and our ears, believe it, and just like Abraham, receive faith to move mountains. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll be right back.
The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days of dynamic teaching from God's Word. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will be held for children ages 6 through 12. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
Today is offering day. I'm going to pray over your offering, and I'm going to pray over your finances. So you may already have your offering ready. If you don't, just determine in your heart what you're going to do, and God will take you at your word. We're believing God. This is a time where you need to believe God. Always is a time where you need to believe God, where your healing of your body's concerned, your offering's concerned. But we are believing to walk in the supernatural prosperity of God. Now listen to this before we pray. God is it says, remember this, and Ken and I live by this. We've proven it out for a lot of years. Remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. He who sows generously, this is 2 Corinthians 9:6, who sows generously will reap that blessings, and that blessings come to someone will also reap generously with blessings. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart. When it comes to giving, listen to the Lord. He knows what you need to sow, and he knows the crop that'll come back on it. So do what you get in your heart. Let each one, he who sows generously that blessings come to someone will reap generously. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, be led by the Lord, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. Sorrowful giving doesn't work. Blessing. Compulsive giving, you know, if you're pressed and somebody makes you give, there's no faith in it. So the blessing, the offering that returns to you is the offering given in faith. Believe in God. For God loves, takes pleasure in, prizes above all other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. God is able to make all grace, every favor come to you with earthly blessing in abundance, so that you may always, under all circumstances, whatever the need, be self-sufficient, furnished in abundance for every good work and every charitable donation. Now, I'm believing today that you're given, prompted by the Lord. You've got your offering ready. I'm going to pray for your finances. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive this offering today. It comes from prompt to do it, cheerful givers. Look upon their heart, Lord. Look upon their offering. Look upon their obedience and return to them 100-fold blessing. Increase them, Father. I pray for everything in their lives to prosper. As we obey you, Lord, in this thing of sowing and reaping, we sow, we do what you tell us, and we reap the harvest that you have for us. Now be blessed, be increased, reap your harvest in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll see you again and next week. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord.